Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Stobbs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards first. Dropo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Doby steals second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. There goes Goodman. The throw from Hegan to Boone, and Goodman is out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Staubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to third. McDermott moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar scores. McDermott scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to Lemon covering. Safe. Doerr moves to third. Tom Wright pinch hits for Buddy Rosar. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Johnny Pesky now playing shortstop. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to third for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Mel Parnell now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to home to get Mitchell. Kennedy moves to third. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Doby moves to third. Easter moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zorrilla strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Matt Batts. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.